Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our next guest is a rock star from Chicago. He is Chain's old neighbor, has a new album out with his little band called Styx.
Light it up, let's get this show on the road.
Yeah. This song is called Gone, Gone, Gone. I have the new album, The Mission.
So
it
great.
Is fantastic.
By the way, this guy puts the star in rock star.
It is our old friend, James Young. James Young is J.Y. from Styx. J.Y., happy Labor Day.
J.Y.
Not James Earl Jones, James Young.
I just go J.Y., J.Y., J.Y.
Ask him about the Fitbit on stage.
J.Y., can you wear a Fitbit on stage if you're a rock star?
You know what? I overheard that, and yes, I absolutely, it's the way I keep my weight down.
Really?
It's running around like pretending I'm 27 years old instead of 67 is a way to do that.
You are not 67.
Stop it. Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
You look fantastic. First of all, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
You're in great shape. But, you know, at night when you're on stage and you're playing with your band Styx, I mean, how many calories do you think you're burning? 800? 1,000?
You know, I don't pay attention to, I don't have any of those monitoring devices that you guys were talking about, but definitely it keeps my weight down, and it, you know, there's a great thing about it builds endorphins, and when you love your job and you're doing it and people applaud you at work, it's the fountain of youth.
Think about that. You're
people
losing weight.
People applaud you at work. People applaud. No one. So being on the radio, no one can applaud you.
No.
Or boo at you because you just don't know.
I mean, think about it. He goes to work and people praise him. I didn't really think about that.
Your what do you get the reviews? Like you get your mid-year review. They just do like a mid-year show. Hey, Styx, we love you.
We love you, Styx. I love the new album. I've listened to every
so
track.
Good.
The first one, I found out that you guys open the show with it now. Gone, Gone, Gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great tune, man. It sounds like classic Styx.
Well, our goal was to kind of make a record that resonated with our most popular selling albums, that being The Grand Illusion and Pieces of Eight. And we went back into recording analog onto analog tape as opposed to onto hard disk and just tried to recapture the sound that we had back then and try and write with a mindset of that time frame as well. And I don't know, people, we've never had an album that's been received so many fantastic reviews. We get roundly slammed by the New York press anyway. And yeah, Rick Kogan was always on our side. But generally, you know, we're riding a crest of joyful celebration in the sense that people are really loving this record.
It's really great, and I have it too. I love Locomotion. But J.Y., I know that you guys have a busy schedule. You are always out performing at a show. You're always on tour. You're busy. So then I thought to myself, when do they have time to sit and write and record this record?
Well, we even though we do play 100 shows a year, around that, in a way, there's an awful lot. You know, you're on stage for an hour a day, we'll do a 2-hour show on occasion, sometimes 2.5, depending. But like the tour we just did with REO Speedwagon and Don Felder, which just wrapped up after 28 great shows, we were at the World Music Theater back in July 1, I guess it was. Biggest crowd we've seen out there since 2003. It was about 15,000 people, and you know, but you're only on the stage, you know, for maybe a couple of hours. The other time of the day, a lot of times you're sitting in a hotel room with nothing to do, and ideas come to you, and you write them down. And but Tommy's really is the lead writer in the band, and he's got himself settled in Nashville about 4 years ago, and he's got an incredible house Donna Summer used to own. There's a studio in the basement, and was busy down there writing, and he had about half of it written, and he came to me, and he said, hey, I think we got a record here, and we haven't done one in 14 years. So I said, it's time. Let's do it.
I love it.
It's been 14 years. It's time. It is. Every time we have you on the show, there's always a texter or a caller, and people say, you know what, I remember when they played my prom, or I remember when Styx was coming up. And you just said that you played in Tinley Park. You look out there, you see your fans, and you see your fans with their kids. You have to love that, because people are now bringing their kids to your shows.
You know, it's really, we have a first generation of fans, and even a third generation of fans now. Because of the kind of the concept of this record is, you know, the mission to Mars, which is actually a NASA goal 15 years now from whatever, and we've been kind of invited there and hanging out, and the head guy that runs the Houston We Have a Problem, that control room in Houston, he's a huge Styx fan, maybe 5 years younger than me, and his son, who's a teenager, was quoting me lyrics from the new album. It was kind of killing me. So we've got second and third generation fans out there, and it's you know, I'm knocking on any wooden surface I can find, because we've been blessed. We did some great work back in the day, and couldn't get along. But I think it was that's sort of internal struggle we had that made every song have to live up to a very high standard, and the music somehow has withstood the test of time. So
right,
it really has. And JY, when you were, didn't you study? Don't you have an engineering degree? And then
my degree from IIT there at 35th in Michigan is mechanical and aerospace engineering.
And then you went to be a rock star. I mean, those are like
sense.
Pretty good choices there. You're like, mechanical engineering or rock star.
Well, you don't know you're going to be one, but that's what I always wanted to be from age 14 when I picked up the guitar. And it just happened that being in Chicago was helpful. I mean, a lot of people are not willing to leave their basement in order to be discovered. And luckily in Chicago, we were visible enough and got discovered and had a hit song finally. And that kind of opened the door for us to conquer the world.
Do you remember coming back home and seeing a little baby Jane Monzuras running around your street because you two were neighbors? Do you remember that?
Well, I was already in my mid-20s when my folks moved to across the street from Jane and her mom. And so my eyes were, you know, I was a bit nearsighted, so I didn't really see much. I couldn't see Jane. She could see me, but I couldn't see her.
Well, so, I mean, what an impact you made on this entire block of kids. So we're maybe like, I don't know, anywhere. We're outside playing alone, so we got to be at least 7, 8 to 10, you know, somewhere in there. But JY would walk up the driveway, and we were playing tag or whatever, playing outside. He would walk up, and he'd have these really cool jeans on and, like, awesome, like, boots and, like, cool belt. But you look like a rock star, right? Because they had already made it, and they're doing things. We would stop, and we would point and scream, rock star! So I'm sorry that you didn't hear us saying that. But then everyone on the block went out and bought, like, a bass. You know, everyone had to have a guitar, and everyone wanted to be in a band because of you right across the street.
Well, music is a universal language, and I mean, just playing music, whether you can succeed at it or not, it's things that brings me personal joy and brings others joy. You know, to listen to music, and so it's the universal language, and we need the universal language to communicate with people that have such varying views in this modern world of ours. And I'm right down the center. I want to listen to everybody and talk to everybody about let's find a way. Can't we all get along?
We're talking with JY from Styx. In the last few years, we've seen Chicago go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kiss, Cheap Trick, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett. And I kind of sort of know Steve Van Zandt, who's on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I sent him an email 6 months ago. Of course, he didn't respond. But I said, listen, REO and Styx need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the music that we grew up with. We're seeing it now where these directors and writers are putting you back in the films. You need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Does that bother you?
Not at all. You know, there's a group of 50 people that kind of are the final decision-making process, although I know they've expanded it. But if I were to be in charge of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there would be people that, you know, it's like the NFL Hall of Fame. There's so many people that deserve to be in there, but they only induct 9 every year. And, you know, I can think of a ton of Chicago Bears that should be in there that haven't gotten in there, that absolutely, in my judgment, deserve to be in there. So, you know, the most important, I think eventually we'll probably get there. I mean, it was great to see, but it took Chicago this long, and they
forever.
Were 5 years before we were. Cheap Trick, I think, all Cheap Trick had an appeal more to the New York mindset. That just they were just kind of quirky and weird and wonderful in a way that can appeal to the people that voted Blondie in the year before.
Yeah,
right.
So you know, it doesn't trouble me in the least. And I've met Jan Wenner personally, and he's an interesting character, but you know, he's got his own. It's the crazy thing is he was Mick Jones from Foreigner. Now Foreigner has been around before us, and Jimi Hendrix toured with Mick Jones in France when he was, you know, when he was over in England in 1967-68. This was Jan Wenner's neighbor. Their wives hung out together. Foreigner's still not in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he's not going to let his next-door neighbor in...
How is he going to let Styx and REO Speedway
Eventually, you know, it'll get there, and I think there'll be a fan groundswell for it. It took Journey this long. And they were really sort of connected to Santana,
right,
way back with Greg Rowley there. So, you know, I'm very relaxed. I love what I do as a career, and I don't see any end in sight for it. And you know, it's a Paul Butterfield. I mean, what a great South Side of Chicago representative he was. He just got in a couple of years ago. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm a patient man.
And, J.Y., before you go, how are the Bears going to do this season? You love the NFL. You love the Chicago Bears.
I do. And I'm not sure I love the ownership, although I thank them for being at the start of the sport. But, you know, I think they're going to do better than they did last year. But I'm predicting them in the Super Bowl in 2025. Every 20 years.
2025. All right. Something to look forward
25.
To.
63, 85. Uh-huh. 06, so 2025 is the next time.
Okay.
Be patient, Chicago fans. They're going to get there.
You can go to StyxWorld.com. JY from Styx playing Fort Wayne, Indiana on Thursday. Great to talk to you, man. Enjoy the Labor Day.
All right, you guys. Have fun.
Thanks, JY.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Bye.
720 WGN.